This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Fern Cotton for comic relief. Hour 4.
You ready, Fern?
Yeah.
Oh, this is Counting for Girls on the Fern Cotton Show.
Thank you.
With Chris and Dave.
Two in a row on the Fern Cotton Show.
Hello.
Fishes. Ciao, Bella. Kisses.
Will Kinder just said something to me in my headphones, but I didn't hear what he said. Said something about a mic stand and shot or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Is that your mic, Dave? You just pull your mic forward a little bit.
Forward
to
you. Oh, yeah,
you're
in my shot, Dave. Get out.
Right. You're blocking TV presenter Fern. Look at her. What a pro.
I'm sorry.
Jazzed.
Look when Fern goes on camera. Look what happens. Look.
Good morning, everyone.
And then look what happens when Dave goes on camera. When we go to Dave, look, let's cut to Dave up on the camera.
Hello.
Hello, Dave.
Hello, ho, ho.
This is nice, then. This is, I'm excited. I feel honoured to have the second show in your longest Radio 1 show ever.
Oh.
It's really nice.
And it's Fern.
Cosy. All of
and
us also,
and you're all dressed up and looking sexy and lovely. And you've got your heels on.
Yeah. Oh,
thanks.
Sorry, I'll take them off.
Thanks.
Take them off right now.
Should be like this, Dave. I'll just take my heels off. There we are. How's that?
The good thing for you, Fern, is you also get to work with us while we're still relatively sane.
Yeah, well, sort of.
Before we go completely mental.
I did hear your mini breakdown. What was it, about
20 past eight.
It's when I was just sort of driving into work. And I was like, oh, no. Oh, this is not good, Dave.
Wasn't a good start, was it?
What time did you wake up this morning?
I woke up at 7.
Is that what time you normally get up?
Yeah, every day, yeah.
Go for a run or do any exercise?
No. I just do a load of emails and then come into the office, hang out, get the show prepped.
Nice.
But today, obviously, a little bit different because of this situation. Would you like...
Don't say it like because
no,
of this
situation.
No, it's a
great situation.
You make it sound like we're unwanted guests.
No, I'm really excited about this. And I've got a nice bit of news, if you'd like it early on now, just to really sort of ramp you up for the show.
Oh. Okay.
Now, this is not just a normal show today. This is not just a normal show with me and you and
Dave. Oh my God, it's not Naked Wednesday.
It's not Naked Wednesday, no. We have guests on the show today.
Oh.
And they're going to be in the Live Lounge.
Do we know who these guests are?
No. We have got a band in the Live Lounge today. So you will help host the Live Lounge.
Oh.
It's a band that you're friends with. It's not the Rolling Stones.
Is it Aerosmith?
No. We've definitely narrowed it down. But it's a band that you're friends with.
S Club Juniors?
Nope.
Right.
You have had a day out with them relatively recently.
Oh, I know who it is.
And you might have been go-karting with them.
I know who it is.
Well, I think I know who it is.
Yeah. Go on then.
Is it the Commodores?
No.
It wasn't them. They couldn't get the helmets over their big hair. Do you remember?
It's the Wanted.
Wanted.
How nice would that be? So you have a little reunion with your boys, and they're just setting up all the microphones next door. We try to keep it.
Are they singing
as
live?
They're here already.
Look, the Wanted have arrived.
Hello, the Wanted.
Oh, nice.
They're going to be in the Live Lounge.
Singing
that,
live?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Mm. They're great singing live.
Really?
Hello, lovely boys. And they're going to be doing their comic relief song as well for us, of course. So we'll have a chat with them later and they'll do a Live Lounge.
Lovely. The old Wanted.
Perfect.
Lovely, lovely.
Yeah.
One of them's Irish.
Oh, right, okay.
We know which one?
I thought you were thinking Paddy. Westlife Paddy.
No, I'm not getting... They're big W, but that's it.
Right, okay. Have we got a Wanted track there to play? Have you got one?
Yeah, we're going to play All Time Low by The Wanted.
Let's play it.
Sure?
Let's do it.
Right here on...
Just some music, yeah.
On BBC...
Radio 1.
Oh, I love it. It's working well, this, isn't it, Dave?
What a dream.
That's collaboration.
Phone, are you going to hit the vocal?
Yes, so... The Wanted in the Live Lounge in an hour's time. Chris and Dave, get ready. I'll be early. Oh, thank you.
Still going now.
Oh, no, don't.
Come on, Fern, you can do it.
Right, so in the Live Lounge today, in an hour's time, you will see. Oh, I don't know how long it's left now because you said it was 7 seconds and now you keep looping it. In the Live Lounge, in an hour, The Wanted, Point Relief song. Dave and Chris there too. The red button.
It's the longest
the
show
button.
In the world.
Oh, help! Just play this song.
I'm playing it. It's the album version.
Right, The Wanted in the Live Lounge in an hour on the red button. Chris and Dave will be there standing by, ready to rock. The Wanted coming up in an hour.
Perfect. The Wanted.
I can't even find a place to start. How do I choose between my head and heart?
Head and heart.
till it ceases. I'll never know. How do you get up from an all-time low?
Was harmonious.
Tell you what, it's better than them.
Yeah, so in an hour, The Wanted in the Live Lounge.
Wow, Dave, The
Amazing.
Wanted.
It's going to be nice.
That's
yeah.
Gonna be really good.
If you're not aware of their hits, here are some.
Oh.
And
if you
know, I like this one. I have often just heard.
It's all time low.
It's all time low. I'm in pieces. Seems I'm in pieces.
Pieces. Heart Vacancy.
Yeah, Heart Vacancy.
Yeah.
They're practicing in the Live Lounge right now. I can see them.
Then the next one will be Gold Forever, which is the Comic Relief song.
You psychic?
Because they already had three.
Okay. This is the song they're doing live later on for us.
Yeah, it's a Comic Relief song.
Yeah. And as well as that, a mystery cover.
Ooh.
What could it be?
Oh, now, have you got a shortlist of what it might be?
Yes.
Do you want to hear the shortlist?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, this could be good. Jessie J.
Yeah.
I can hear them doing this. Maybe a slow down.
Yeah,
version.
I can. Harmonies.
Yeah. Oh, Neon Trees, Animal. This is a good tune.
You could do this as well.
This could be nice. Oh,
God, I hope don't do
yeah,
this.
Why? It'd be nice.
They won't do this.
No, don't do it.
You can't cover this.
No. Okay, you can't cover this. I hope they're not now.
Don't do it, lads. Yeah, ruin it for yourselves.
I actually don't know. Or Knowing the Whale, Life Goes On. This is a lovely tune.
It is, but I don't think they'll do that.
I'm thinking Jessie J.
Yeah,
I don't know why. I never know, so...
I'm with you.
Neon Trees, Animal would suit them, but I think they'll go Jessie J.
Okay, well, look, we'll see later. Now, I know for both of you, Chris and Dave, it's always been a lifelong dream.
Oh, my God.
To be.
Yes?
In the Live Lounge. So.
Right. Who knows where else?
No. On the cover.
I'll tell you where it's been a lifelong dream to be in.
Shush.
Yeah, stop it now.
On the cover, you and Dave.
Hawaii on holiday, I meant. Or some of the Bahamas or something.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
You and Dave will be on the cover with The Wanted. So,
really?
We've got you your own parts. One of the instruments is this maraca here. So that's one of the instruments you're allowed to play. They've been okayed by The Wanted. These are the only instruments you've had okayed.
Right.
The second instrument
yeah,
is a tambourine. Very important, an integral bit of percussion.
Tambourines are very hard to use.
They are. Mm. So, who's got more rhythm, is what we're saying.
Well, hello, I'm Roman Catholic, that'll be me.
So you want the tambo?
I'll have the tambo. Yeah. I'll have the tambo.
You go tambo and I'll go the shaker maker.
Right, okay. I think let's play Panic at the Disco. Have a little practice, just sort of chilling out. And after the news, we'll have an official practice on
air. Do you go to the news late on your show as well?
Brilliant. Sometimes, yes.
And then we're in the... So they're Wanted and me and Dave doing
cover.
Whatever cover they're covering.
Yeah. Chris and Dave in the Live Lounge.
Let's hope it's not Adele.
Yeah. With a tambourine and a shaker all over. All right, Panic at the Disco then. Here it is at Radio 1. Panic at the Disco and the Ballad of Mona Lisa on Radio 1. It's the longest ever show with Chris Miles, Comedy Dave and Fern Cotton.
So, this is exciting. In an hour, yourself and Dave will
Hello.
Be in the Live Lounge with The Wanted performing on the cover. Now, that is worth a quid, if I've ever heard
yes.
anything worth a quid. So, to support Dave and Christopher in their challenge for Comic Relief,
Hello.
All you need to do is text the word Chris
Hello.
To 70011 if you haven't done it already. By texting the word Chris to 70011, you'll be giving Comic Relief £1 to basically transform the lives of people all over the world. Africa, the UK, you know the score. So text costs £1 plus your standard network message charge, and the whole £1 goes to Comic Relief.
Good.
You must be over 16 or 16 or over, and always ask the bill payer's permission. For full terms and conditions, go online at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Well,
give us
done.
A quid.
Well done.
Because you're going to be doing your tambo and your maracas and all that. It's definitely
yeah.
worth a pound.
Well, here's the challenge, right? If you love Fern, if you listen to Fern every day, then you need to text, and then that will go into the kitty for Comic Relief. But, like, it will make Fern look, like, well popular if she raises loads in her time
yeah.
slot.
Which, of course, this is not, you know, this is not about that. But
no,
if we're going to raise
money,
if
people are going to give money
yeah.
anyway, they
yes.
may as well do it. If they haven't done it yet, they can do it now.
Yeah.
And then it'll make, like, you can go, oh, we've reached, like, a gazillion pounds.
We'll get more than Greg, that's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that, they see, I love Fern. It's not really about that. No, but as long as I get more than Greg.
Yeah, exactly.
All
it
right.
is about that.
So text the word Chris to 70011. Thank you.
Do you want me to do this bit
yeah,
then?
Yeah.
All right then, it's 10:30. Here's the news with Dominic Byrne.
Dominic, who's he?
Radio 1 Newsbeat. We'll have some more at 11:30.
Well, thank you very much, Dominic Byrne. That was beautifully read there.
Hello.
Hi, Dom.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Fern.
Hi, we miss you already.
I miss you too.
How do you find Dominic reading the news?
I love Dominic reading the news.
Is he your favourite?
Yeah, Dom. I love Chris Smith as well. Chris is great. Chris Zumdar, excellent.
Then I don't know.
You don't get these guys?
Nah. No, I'm stuck with Dominic.
Yeah. Do you find him a little bit annoying or not?
Right, no, I don't. No, I love Dominic.
Thank you, Fern.
Stewie?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, Stewie. The truth comes out.
Doesn't it?
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Fern Cotton for comic relief. Hour 5.
Is that right? Is it hour 5?
Yeah.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Because when it starts at 6:30, that's obviously hour 1. So the beginning of hour 5, even though we've done 4 hours, if that makes sense.
But
we've done 4 hours.
So 2 days left to go.
Yeah, 2 days left.
If we go for the ultimate, but I've got to be honest, I don't think we're going to get there.
Of course you are. Don't be pessimistic at this early hour. It's fine.
Look who's sitting next to you. Look who we've got. Look at him. Look how knacked he looks already.
Come on, Davey.
I'm fine, Fern.
Okay.
I'm good.
I've got some good news.
Go on.
So, as of 10:26 this morning, the total fundraising amount for Radio 1 is... It's good. In a short amount of time. Very good. £56,655.
Yay!
More, though, please. More.
Thank you very much.
That's an amazing amount of money.
Yeah, isn't it? Sure.
Seriously, Dave needs the support and encouragement now, so please keep texting. Yeah. Please.
If not for the kids in Africa,
do it for
just
me.
For Dave.
Just for
Thank
Dave.
You.
That'll be good.
Chris to 70011. Put it in your phone now if you haven't got time to do it right this second. Do it later or text it to your mates. Get them to do it as well. I've been texting this morning. Get involved. Do it. Isn't that right, Davey?
Absolutely right, Miss Cotton.
Good.
What should they text if they want to give a pound to cover relief?
Chris. Just Chris.
70011. 70011. Thank you.
70011.
Easy.
Do it for Fern so she can get more people than Greg James.
Yes, please.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Fern Cotton for comic relief. Hour 5.
Tiesto and Busta Rhymes. And before that, Nara and the Whale.
Come on!
I love Busta Rhymes' voice.
See, I prefer the Tiesto version without Busta Rhymes.
Do you?
Just of that Come tune.
On. Oh, see, I like the Busta bits.
Yeah,
come on.
I love that song. Now, look, we know that you've got your live lounge. It's impending. It's always, a half an hour's time you're going to be in the live lounge. Well,
yes.
Sort of chatting to him. And then just after that, doing your actual thing with the lads.
Oh, one of the fellas who looks after The Wanted, who's a fella called John, who we've known for years, who's looked after many bands over
the
years.
All the biggest. Biggest boy bands.
You know? He just suggested that maybe we should be practicing. And I said, well, we don't need to practice, do we? We're one take. We'll just nail it.
No, wait. The rhythm section of any musical setup is the most important thing because you're like the conductors. You're keeping the rhythm going. You're keeping the band in check with where they're at. So you've got the tambourine. You've got the maracas, Dave. This needs to be, this needs to work. There needs to be some synergy with the band.
Okay.
There's the tambourine.
Okay.
We've got 4 longer versions of the covers there.
Right.
Have a play around, see what you think, and just see how this might work, how it might sort of organically, you know, go. So what song first? Jesse J?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, let's see how you work. Yes. That's good.
There you go.
Dave especially grew in confidence halfway through that.
Thanks
I'm really
so
excited
much.
Going for it.
Could you tell?
Yeah.
Switch some cameras off.
Yeah.
Now let's try another one. What have we got?
Neon Trees.
Yeah,
animal.
Neon Trees. Let's try that.
Variation on the theme, really, isn't
it? My only worry with a song like that, if they do have that one, is quite an upbeat, fast song.
Yeah.
The maracas and tambourine are quite
I get lost.
No, quite the opposite. A little bit too much. Oh,
you think it sounds bad when it's a noisy song? What about when it's over Adele?
Right, try. Never mind, I'll find someone like double time.
No, too much.
Double time.
Too much.
You need to.
This is not the rave remix. Try something a bit more chilled, yeah.
No, right, that you see.
Okay. Fine. Never mind.
One, two, three, four. Yeah, a little bit annoying that one.
Yeah, I would say don't underestimate the power of the maracas, Dave. Just, you know, gently does it.
Less is more.
That's my favourite catchphrase you've ever had in your career. Right. Don't underestimate the power of my maracas.
Not mine, it is.
Well,
do you know what? My confidence has just shrunk.
And are we thinking it's not going to be Nair in the World because we just played it?
Well, we just played it.
It's not going to be in the same hour. That's a waste of time, it's rehearsing that one.
It's probably not going to be that one. So it's going to be one of those three. Okay. I know which one. I hope it isn't.
By the way, you can see this all on the red button on your telly. Yeah. If you're listening to the radio and you've got a telly at work, or you're at home, hit the red button on any BBC telly channel and you'll be able to see us live. That's me. Hi.
You can see Dave's maracas if you go on.
Okay, Dave's maracas. Yeah. There you are. There's Dave's maracas.
Hello.
And now let's have a look at Fern's. But Fern, there's Fern.
Without maracas.
Mm. Well, as you know, if you watch Club Juice.
Thank you.
Right, when are we going to do the live lounge?
Well, you'll be in there playing music with them, I would say, in about 40 minutes, but we'll chat to them before that in about half an hour and just see how they're feeling about this collaboration they have no say on whatsoever.
Oh, I'm sure they're very, very, very nonplussed.
They can't wait.
Right, this is Ellie Goulding and Lights on Radio 1's longest ever show. Ellie Goulding and Lights on Radio 1's longest ever show with Chris Moyles, Comedy Dave and Fern Cotton.
Hello.
Hello.
We are trying to break Radio 1's longest show ever record, which is 37 hours, which Simon Mayo did in 1999. However, Guinness World Records have told us that if we stay on air for over 50 hours, we'll set a brand new world record for Radio DJ Insurance Marathon brackets team.
50s.
Yeah, but as we're currently on 4 hours 24 minutes, right. Let's just do one thing one step at a time. Okay.
It's a big ask, isn't it, to do 50 plus hours?
Well,
you don't
want that burden on your shoulders at this early point of the competition. Do you know what I mean?
I'm worried I might not make it to Greg Mills.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's Greg yeah. And Scott.
See, I hear you. I'm going to play a new bit of music now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we love new music.
You don't do you now?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a chap called Hervé, and the track is called Together, and it's out on the 17th of April.
I know it.
Now, Hervé, do you know this one?
Yeah, do you want me to tell you about it?
Go on, then.
Where I heard Annie Mack play it.
Did you?
When we were off and Zayn was on in the morning.
Oh, yeah,
They had a day of all the specialist DJs mm-hmm. on, and Annie played it. One day, it was like a second or third track.
Okay, nice. And it's got a sample that I'm sure that you instantly recognised and went, I love this.
Yes.
A Primal Scream sample.
Yes.
Okay, so if people out there who don't know, you might recognise this track, or if not, it'll just be a lovely, catchy ditty for you to hear. But here is Hervé Together.
Hervé Together. Hervé and Together on BBC Radio 1.
That's a good sort of stay awake tune.
Yeah. We could just have that on a loop, couldn't we?
Yeah. So you know what? I don't think we can give these details enough because people are still tuning in all the time and hearing this for the first time. Yes.
Do you like that track?
I do really like that tune.
Do you not think it's sacrilegious?
Oh no, I mean, I love that Primal Scream original, but you know, for people who don't know about Primal Scream, it's maybe a good way of educating them about a band and hearing it in a different way. People who love dance music.
That's probably what Primal Scream think as well.
Yeah, it's not what I've heard.
Possibly.
If you don't know Primal Scream, if you don't know the original of that track, Come Together, you should go and treat yourself to an album called Screamadelica, which is 20 years old.
Is it 20 years old now?
Yeah. However, it's an amazing album.
It is.
It's groundbreaking album.
It's a brilliant album. Really,
and,
really good.
And they're amazing live.
Definitely.
I've seen them a few times.
Mm.
I've seen them all around the world. I've seen them in London and Stoke-on-Trent.
I've seen them. And did you not see them in Dundee at Radio 1's Big Weekend?
Big Weekend.
Yes.
That was brilliant.
I love that.
They were in the In New Music We Trust tent, headlining.
I went to see them in Stoke-on-Trent. And I bought a poster from the men that sell the posters afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't realise, because I was a bit giddy from the gig and a bit jarred, it's one of those humongous posters that you get.
Life-size.
You can only ever get outside gigs.
Yeah. Mm.
These men selling these massive... But they're
on the
than
floor.
A bus shelter.
They're always on the pavement,
yeah.
aren't they?
Yeah. And it was to celebrate the single release of Rocks, and it's like a black and white picture of them. They've just come off stage and they're all sweaty and tight. It's really good rock and roll black and white picture. So I got it framed up.
Nice.
And it's wicked.
Oh, that's cool.
But I don't know where it is.
Right. Even though it's framed.
I think it's in the garage at Mum and Dad's house, but I genuinely don't know where it is.
I
got
go
that
back.
And the single release of Eternal's Oh Baby Eye, which is the same, but not as cool.
No, you saw them in Wolverhampton, didn't you?
Yeah.
Wolfram Hall.
Yeah. Yep. With Michelle Gale as support.
Shabba. Brilliant. Now, look, I've got another reason for people to text that number.
Okay.
We need to keep, you know, different new reasons, and I think this is a really good one.
Okay.
So, once again, all you need to do is text Chris to 70011. That is all you need to do. It's really easy. And then a quid will go to Comic Relief. The whole £1 will go to Comic Relief to help loads of people all over the world. And I mean, you're going to see so many different reasons on the big show on Friday as well.
Mm-hmm.
Different. I've seen some of the appeal films, which are like, unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, really hard to watch, but they'll really get you texting. So again, it's Chris to 70011. And if you want any more details, you can go online, bbc.co.uk/radio1. So, Chris.
Yeah, you've got to be 16 or over and ask the bill pays permission. And it costs £1 plus your standard network message charge, and the whole £1 goes to Comet Relief.
That bit, yeah, I forgot about
I know you
bit.
Know that. I was just saying it because Stewie will slap me.
Okay, good. So, you know who's boss today. So, today, this show is all about dreams coming true for you.
And it is already, Fern.
It is
can
already.
We just say that only an hour into your show, it's already a dream come true for both of us?
Good. Not only are you just hanging out and having a lovely time, you're going to be playing with The Wanted in a bit, in the Life Lounge.
You and I really need to have a sit-down chat about what are my dreams
but
that
wait,
come true.
I've got another dream
right.
that's going to come true.
Mm-hmm.
Most times we chat on the handover, you usually, you know, ask me to maybe go on a date,
mm-hmm.
go for dinner,
yeah.
go for lunch.
Yeah.
Usually, I am swimming.
Always busy swimming.
Lot of swimming. Today, I am not swimming. So I thought, towards the end of the show, you and I, Christopher, could go on a little date.
Wow. Hang on, what am I going to do?
Dave, you're going to the BBC canteen.
You're going to book the date for me.
I'm going to book the date?
Yeah, so basically, if we get, I'd like a load of cash to really secure this deal. So I'll go on a date with Chris if we get a massive heap
text
of cash.
Text now!
If we get a lot of cash.
Hang on.
So if this happens within the next sort of hour.
Yeah.
Dave, you can pop to the local cafe. You can book a nice romantic table for two. You can...
Sorry, I just dropped my pen halfway through. Sorry, you carry on. That was lovely.
Spoiling the romantic moment. Mm. You can order some coffees in. I'll have a decaf cappuccino, please. And then Chris and I will pop over. Are you texting now, Chris?
Oh, yeah, I'm texting Chris to 70011.
Okay.
I ain't daft.
And then Chris and I will go for a date towards the end of the show at about 12:30.
Beautiful.
But only if we get a load of cash. So that's the deal.
So if you don't want to do it for the kids, please do it for me.
There we go.
Me and Fern Cotton. And who knows what's going to happen.
At last.
Knowing Fern, you've probably got a good idea what could happen.
Oi.
So do I have to sit here with producer Stewie?
Yeah.
Right, brilliant.
Is that all right?
So if you want to give £1 to Comet Relief and help me cop off with Fern, then
have a coffee.
Yeah. It's Comet Relief. It's Crit. No, I can't do that.
Would it be a frothy coffee, though?
Possibly.
By the end of it. So text the word Chris to 70011.
Can I change my mind?
No, you can't. No. You've said it now. It's for the kids.
You can't pull out.
Okay.
Richard Curtis will ban you from Comet Relief otherwise. So text the word Chris if you haven't given us any money for Comet Relief yet. We're going to have another update in just over half an hour, just after 11:30. So if you want to add your pound to that total, which will come in, send the word Chris on a text to 70011. And I promise if I get to second base with Fern, I'll take...
That sounds not happening.
Sounds a bit wrong. No, it'll just be a coffee and a chat.
Just a coffee, maybe a little biscuit on the side.
You don't even...
Oh! Stop teasing me!
A biscuit!
That's what I mean!
Or something.
If it's between you and a biscuit, see you, love. Where are the biscuits?
Play a song.
All right, okay. Look at the time!
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Fern Cotton for Comic Relief.
What hour is it?
Hour 5.
Kyle Cruz! And before that was Lady Gaga and Born This Way. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the longest ever show if you just switched on. Here is the beautiful very talented, delectable, lovely, charming, slightly moody when she wants to be, Fern Cotton.
Well, that will not help you go on a date with me. Only people texting in will secure you that date with me a bit later on. We will go on, and it will be a semi-romantic date. We'll have coffee.
Yeah.
We'll chat.
Yeah.
If, I mean, can we speak to Dave now and sort of see if he can sort of arrange this properly for us? Dave?
Fingers crossed.
Can you hear us?
Dave.
Cornish, how long have I got to stop?
Oh, yeah.
Right, he's talking to Cornish. Excellent. Oh, look, I can see him on the webcam, though.
Oh, hang on.
Dave.
Hi, Fern.
Hi.
Hello, Chris. Hi. I hadn't banked on quite how cold it is out here on the streets of central London. I'm freezing, but you will notice that I'm outside one of London's many posh eateries, and this is where I plan to go and book a romantic table for two for you two for lunch. Oh.
Can I have a decaf cappuccino, Dave?
You may.
Dave, can you just go back out to the front of the secret location. Is it a BBC-owned establishment? Because there's two massive BBC signs either side of the doorway. Are they health and safety?
Yeah, it does say
filming BBC in progress. Oh, very interesting. Very nice. Yeah. On the red button if you want to watch now live.
It says you may be captured in vision in this area and your image broadcast on BBC Network. Safety first. So, I'm going to go and try and book a table for you two.
Yeah, but sort of a romantic one, maybe sort of, you know, by the window so I can still
pick you
be
a nice
saved
one,
by the
Fern.
Humans if need be. Yeah.
Oh, hello. Would it be possible to book a table for my friends for lunch, please? Well, could I pick this one, please?
Put the mic near her mouth, Dave. Come on, don't forget your radio train.
Yeah, sure.
There you go, thank you.
That was worth it.
Lovely. Okay, well, this one would be good, I think, because there's plenty of space for Chris to get in on this side. Fern can squeeze in there.
Don't
does this, does this look good?
It looks good. Can I just say, you look like a really crap Martin Brundle on Formula One.
More Annika Rice, to be fair.
Yeah.
Stop the clock. Stop
could
the
we
clock.
Get some sort of like a flower, some sort of rose on the table, or some rose petals scattered?
Oh, I like that.
You know?
Yeah, I will work on. Oh, do you know what I could do? Right.
What,
yes.
what, come with me
a second.
Right. I'm coming with you. Here he is.
It is really challenging.
There's Bernie Eccleston. Bernie Eccles cake.
What's that?
What about this?
Let's have a, what have you got? Let's, what's he put on the table? A banana. And well, no, just be careful where you put the salt and pepper in the banana, Dave. That was looking not right.
There's
at
no
all.
Flowers.
What were you
but
going
what about
for
that?
No, that's awful.
We've got reserves. Where do you put the reserve side, Dave?
There.
Yeah, right. A banana is a perfect substitute for a lovely, delicate rose.
There aren't any flowers available, I'm afraid.
Dave is in the caff, and he's put an upright banana behind some sachets of sugar with a reserve sign. I've got to be honest, Dave, not even in my eyes does that say romance.
No.
Anyway, the table is booked for 12:30. Your romantic date will start here. Fern, I will be straight back with a decaf cappuccino.
Thank you. Dave has been married for quite a while now, so that is romantic in his books, I'm imagining. The
it's
banana on the
gets,
table.
Baby.
Okay. What, Dave?
Pardon?
What did you say?
I said that's as good as it gets.
All right, okay. Well, you know, an upright banana could indeed be.
Back to you in the studio.
Yes, thank you, Dave.
Thank you very
so
much.
Please text in Chris to 70011.
Oh, I wasn't sure if you're going to still talk. I'm going to loop the intro for you.
Okay, so if you want Chris and I to go on this date, it's been on the cards for about a year and a half. This will actually happen. His dream will come true if you text in a load of money for Comic Relief. It'll be £1 for Comic Relief. How much money can we get in the next hour? 70011. Chris.
Text the word Chris. You're not handing over to
No, Chris to 70011. Okay. Chris.
All the terms and conditions are online if you want to read those, by the way. BBC.co.uk/Radio 1. What are you pointing at?
You need to go to song.
I'm playing a song. I will toss and turn and I will. Stewie, can you control this producer? Quarter past 11, by the way. It's KDB and Broken Record on Radio 1 on our longest ever show. I'm Chris, this is Dave.
Hello.
This is Fern Cotton.
Well, hello there.
If you're watching on the red button, by the way, now, you can see all the details if you want to give us some money for Comic Relief. It's all on the screen, which is very nice. If you keep watching that screen, by the way, we might be able to have a quick replay of Dave and his banana incident.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
An action replay?
Absolutely. I got back from that cafe quick.
Reserves. Where do you put the reserve side, Dave?
There.
Yeah, right. A banana is a perfect substitute for a lovely, delicate rose.
There aren't any flowers available, I'm afraid.
Dave is in the calf. There you go. I'll just switch the sound off. We don't need the sound. I think just looking at the picture is enough. That picture right there, if you could pause it there, that's the shot.
Now.
That's the money shot, ladies and gentlemen.
We want your money.
Hang on. I'm going to take a picture of that.
Oh, Davey.
For those of you not watching the screen, we've paused it. Dave sat there with his headphones and a microphone in front of him, sitting at a booth in the calf around the corner with a reserve site. No, put it back on.
That's your new Radio 1 photo card, wow. I think so.
By the way, without being too graphic, I hadn't realised from where I was sat that actually the positioning of those sachets of sweetener are also unfortunate.
Yes, very, yeah, Dave, very much so. The pepper pots were nearly a step too far, Dave, you brought those into the equation.
Yeah, I tell you what, though, you did very well to get that banana upright.
Thanks very much.
You really did.
Yeah,
anyway, right, it's 11:18. Crunch and roll, Stewie, yeah?
Yes, please.
Right, okay. How long did it take?
No.
Do you know what? Do you know that lovely little song? If you listen to the lyrics of it, it's actually a very nice love song.
I know. I love Palanatini. He's the best.
I like
great.
Him too. I love you. This one. I've
got you some friends here, Christopher.
Oh!
This is the Live Lounge Hour. BBC Radio 1.
It's the Wanted.
Hi, the Wanted.
Hello.
The Wanted.
Yeah. Are you all well today? You look very lovely and handsome, all of you.
Well, thank you.
As do you, Fern.
Handsome.
You're very handsome.
You know what I mean. Why not?
Thanks, guys.
Better than being not handsome.
A great start. Good start. Excellent. So, can I say first?
What's wrong with him? You all right there, love?
He puts his foot in it all the time.
Wow. It's
all
right. Really does. I'll get over it. So, thank you for coming on the show, and also thank you for letting Chris and Dave be on the Live Lounge with you on the cover.
Hello.
Thank you very much.
Mm. Right. How are you feeling about that?
I don't actually know.
That's fine. Hijacking out.
Yeah, when you were sound checking, it was decided that me and Dave were going to go and accompany you with our instruments.
Nice.
Yeah, all right.
Classic.
They've got rhythm. I've tried and tested this theory, and it sounds actually quite nice.
Yeah.
Fern has tested our rhythm, and she approves.
Oh, God.
Yes, I've seen Dave's maracas, and they are up to scratch.
She said that I grew in confidence during rehearsal.
You did.
I
really did.
That's beautiful.
So you're also going to do your comic relief single as well for us first live without Dave and Chris. So this song wasn't necessarily going to be a comic relief song, and then Richard Curtis heard it, right, and said, I want that for comic relief.
Yeah. He certainly did.
Which is flattering, really, isn't it?
Massively.
Yeah.
We were very happy with that. And also added a bit of pressure. I mean, we had to bring it out a lot earlier than we planned.
Yeah. But you're performing on the night as well on Friday.
Yeah, that's right.
So that'd be an exciting evening. When you were younger, did you take part in comic relief things at school, like, you know, bath of beans or
baking cakes?
Mum was always those boxes, you know, where you get the ties and you put whatever ties you got at home in a box.
Shoebox. Yeah, shoebox.
Nice.
It's lovely.
I tell you what, talking about a bath of beans, looking at some of the ones, it's just the bath wouldn't go.
Is there any dirt?
What are you saying? I'm stinking.
Who's the stinkiest member of the Wanted?
Stinky. I guess Tommy's probably quite stinky.
Steve has his off days.
Does he?
Way off.
Constantly stinking.
Is that just laziness, lack of
rehearsing? Just constant
rehearsing. It's hygiene issues.
We actually get asked that a lot. Who's the smelliest member? Mm. Do you want to go, Beyonce, are you smelly?
Well, maybe you just look a bit smelly.
I reckon you smell more than Beyonce, I've got to be honest.
Because she looks like she smells nice, I think.
Yeah, she smells really good,
I smells like a meadow. Mm. Ooh. I reckon she does.
Yeah. A springtime meadow.
Whereas a few of you look like you smell like a skip.
This is not the collaboration I had in mind. You meant to be bonding. This is the bit
we are bonding.
And get on well. And
we're bonding. Look.
What do Chris and Dave need to be in the Wanted? What are the credentials these guys need to be in the band?
Not much. No.
Right. Thanks so much. Where do we sign?
I need some Just for Men. I know that.
And you need to have a wash and. Well, there's too many things you can do. Tell you what, not having Captain Beaky having a go at me. Look at you, big nose.
Boys.
Right. Hang on, don't call him big. You can't call him big nose.
He's got a massive nose. Look at it. It's like looking at him. It's like watching him in 3D.
Still, stay personal.
I've got a big nose. It's fine. I've got a big nose. Big noses are fine.
Do you know when we went go-karting with the Wanted, Fern?
Yes,
you
did.
Do you know one of the Wanted is such a childish baby, right, that they stormed off the track and threw their helmet across the rib. Which one of that? It was Big Nose!
What happened? So explain. So you went. I know that boys get very competitive over these things, and you can't just have a little bit of fun doing go karting.
No.
So you went go karting. Yep. Who stormed off?
Nathan. Tom. Shocking.
Tom.
So Tom stormed off. What happened? You were rubbish.
So no. I was in third. I was going for it, going for gold. And the guy at the pit told me to pull in because I was dangerously driving. I was like, I wasn't dangerously driving!
Right.
Slammed my helmet down and walked off in a paddock.
Mate, you nearly killed someone. He kept speeding through ambers.
Did you? Yeah, you've got issues.
Breaking the law.
He's got over it, though, now.
He was too scared.
But look how calm he is now, though.
Yeah, very calm. Oh, I'm really excited about this live lounge. Yeah. Right, so The Wanted and Chris and Dave performing in the live lounge in about, I'm going to say, half an hour-ish's time. 10 minutes. So 15 minutes.
Timekeeping's
off. Let's speed up the process, okay?
Some point in the future.
In the future, yeah. But keep texting if you're inspired by that live lounge or you really want to see it.
That's
then
right.
Do give us a text. Text Chris to 70011. Thank you, The Wanted.
Thank you.
And the terms and conditions are online if you want to text, by the way. I've got to do all that.
You
do the fun stuff out of the room.
Right,
right, Black Eyed Peas. I wouldn't want to have it any other way. I'm addicted and I just can't get enough. Wow! Black Eyed Peas just can't get enough. So if you want to give us some money for comic relief, if you want to support me, Dave and Fern in our comic relief challenge, you can text the word Chris to 70011. By doing that, you'll give comic relief £1, which will be spent to help and transform the lives of poor and vulnerable people all over the UK and Africa. Text costs £1 plus your standard network message charge, and the whole £1 goes to comic relief. You've got to be 16 or over, and that's a bill pays permission. If you want full terms and conditions, they're on bbc.co.uk/radio1, and you can donate online as well. But if you want to do it now, it'll cost £1 and a standard network message charge. Just pick your phone up now and write the word Chris. Send it to 70011, please.
And you'll get a nice treat in return because you're going to see Chris and Dave in the live lounge with The Wanted.
Yeah, or you might see me and Fern cop off with each other.
We'll have a date.
I'd rather watch The Wanted.
Right, thanks, yeah.
No, I mean, no offence, Fern.
No, I know what you mean.
Listen, it's for comedy. I'll cop off with anyone. Dave?
Yeah.
Stewie?
Yeah.
Cornish?
No.
Right, fine.
Cornish is very picky.
Cornish is worried because yesterday you got quite friendly with Cornish, and he's wondering over the next 2 days
what do you mean by that?
You gave him delicate butterfly kisses on his neck.
I gave him a hug and I gave him a kiss on the back of his neck. It's not delicate butterfly kisses.
Who knows where this will go after 2 days of no sleep and delirium.
Oh, Cornish.
You've been on your own too long.
I tell you what, I have. I've never had so much company. Look at this. So text the word Chris to 70011. That would be lovely. Thank you very much. Text the word Chris to 70011 and we'll have a new total, a new update of how much money we've raised in about 2 minutes.
Excellent. You're going to see Dave and Chris in the live lounge with The Wanted, but now it's 11:30. Here's the news with Dominic.
Coming up on The Big Five, more news about Charlie Sheen from Sheen's Corner. Alex Turner from the Arctic Monkeys talks about doing a James Bond soundtrack.
Hey there, this is Charlie, the Warlock Sheen.
Hello, Charlie, the Warlock Sheen. And we've got all the latest from last night's Royal Television Society Awards. And then on the Lunchtime Newsbeat, we're hearing from more young victims of stalking and finding out why so many are not reporting it to police. That's Newsbeat with Tulip at 12:45.
Oh, you're done for the day, are you? Part-timer?
Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go home.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the gym this afternoon.
Ooh. Oh, nice. Having a bit of a life.
Going to go and pick the kids up from school. Yeah. Have something. Might have a sandwich.
Do you want to hear something funny, Dominic?
That's in the schedule, is it? Having a sandwich?
Yeah, I'm going to pencil that in for myself.
Dom, before, exec producer Reese, I don't think you heard this.
Right.
He said that if he gets a bit tired this afternoon, could he have a little kip in either mine or Chris's bed?
That went down well.
Yeah, not
really
the best.
Well. Now, Dominic, we've got an exciting new total if you would like to hear this as well, Chris and Dave.
Please, yeah.
Okay. Ooh, the drama. So you're now into hour six.
We're about to start hour six. Well, yeah, I suppose we're into it already.
Into hour six. So, as of 11:26, the total fundraising amount for Radio 1 is £68,596.
Wow. Amazing.
It's looking good for us to go on a date, I have to say.
Does it have to be? Is there a target we have to reach for?
I just think loads is what I'm saying. Okay. Just loads.
Fern's now put it back to 250,000.
Yeah. £2 billion.
No.
I've got another incentive for people to text in because someone just texts and they really want to see what Cornish looks like. So talk about him all the time, my dear little Cornish fairy. People are just dying to see what Cornish looks like.
Yes.
Is this cash for Cornish then?
Cash for Cornish. Hmm. That is the new incentive. So
what was that?
Cash for Cornish.
With this top off, that's amazing.
Wow.
That's
not
a pound of my money. So hang on, what's it now? It's 68,000 what?
£68,596.
That is so generous. All right, so 68,000. If we hit 75,000 by 12:30, Cornish, will you go on camera with your shirt off for like 1 second?
Come on, Cornish.
Oh, no.
Go
These
on.
Guys, or even just a few buttons dangling open. That would be
Nice.
Maybe just a few buttons.
Like, what about this? Look, like that.
Like that. but
not like that, though.
We can cover your nipples with
Don't
pasties.
Show him now, Will. Don't show him now. We want the cash.
Not now. Don't show him. He's
secret. Is that a yes?
Okay.
And you'll do a sexy dance with me. Brilliant.
Brilliant. All right.
Okay, well, there you go. If we hit 75,000 by 12:30, lovely. Bargains.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Fern Cotton for comic relief. Hour 6.
Keep texting Chris to 70011. That is how you will see. Well, there's lots of options now. You'll see Cornish with pasties covering his nipples.
Hello.
You will see me and Chris.
My name is Pasties.
And I'm covering.
You will hopefully see me and Chris go on a romantic, kind of romantic date.
I love that.
I've got you that nice table you like by the window.
With a banana. Thanks, Dave. And also, you will see Dave and Chris in the live lounge with The Wanted performing a mystery cover. Three very good reasons to text Chris to 70011 right now. And of course, you're going to help so many people in Africa and in the UK.
That's right. Text cost £1, please stand a note when message charged. The whole pound goes to comment relief. Going to be 16 or over. Always ask Bill Pay's permission. Full terms, conditions, and to donate online, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. So text the word Chris to 70011 if you want to see Fern turn me down halfway through the date or vomit. Secondly, to see me and Dave with The Wanted embarrass ourselves. And thirdly, to see Cornish on camera on the red button and on the Wendell website around the world with some of his hairy chest hanging out.
Yes.
And save the kiddies.
Dave, can you tease us with your maracas there just to give people...
I'd love to. Sorry, they were hidden under the terms and conditions.
Yeah. People on the red button just want to see your skills. You're going to get
it'll
more
be,
of that.
It'll be that with The Wanted. You know, what's
it's the smallest maraca I've ever seen in my life.
It is a bit small, isn't it? And why is there only one?
Right.
Well, there was a bad accident. Text Chris to 70011. Thank you.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Fern Cotton for comic relief.
Tell them, Paul.
Hour 6.
Kelly Rowland before that, Cage the Elephant.
This is the Live Lounge Hour.
BBC
Radio 1.
Well, lots of you have been texting Chris to 70011, which is exactly what we wanted for this amazing collaboration that's going to happen in a moment. I'm now going to cross live over to the Live Lounge next door to Chris Moore's studio for Chris and Dave and The Wanted.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, hello.
You can hear the Wanted just sound checking now
in the background. There's a bit of The Wanted there. Sound checking. Hi, guys.
Morning.
You lot.
Come on.
Who do you think we're talking to? There's no one else here.
No eye contact.
All right. Hello, Wanted.
Hi.
Yay. Thank you for joining us in the Live Lounge this morning.
Yeah.
Pleasure. Yes, very nice.
This is our first Live Lounge. We've never done it before.
I don't think
so. Have you done the Live Lounge in the actual Live Lounge? So this is the first time for you.
Yeah.
Oh, very exciting now. Oh, good. So they're going to do the new song, which is the Comet Relief song.
Absolutely, which you're going to be doing on Friday night as well, live, aren't you?
Oh, you're good, Dave.
I know.
It's research.
All the research.
And then it's going to be cover time, featuring myself and Dave as your... Don't laugh. Seriously.
On.
You're laughing now, but two of you might get replaced.
Maracas and tambourine. And we're all sound checked and rehearsed. Right. Fact.
But I promise I will absolutely try my best to not come perform while you do the single. I'm not allowed to play tambourine, so I'll do my best to not ruin it.
Okay.
You know what I'm liking as well, what, chaps, fun. Is the fact that I can hear kazoo. Your clock just ticking really loud
oh,
in the background,
hear that?
Counting the seconds down.
Yeah, we've got the countdown clock behind us, which is the noisiest clock in the world.
You know that broke earlier on, Fern?
It's definitely working
Al
now.
Al had started it, and then it broke after about 20 minutes. Oh,
if no. you wouldn't want to watch The Wanted performing live, we have a camera in the live lounge itself there. Hi, camera guy.
Hi.
Oh, dear. Oh, God, how many chins have I got? Something wrong with your camera, son. Look at that. Oh, well, chubby.
Do we look tired already?
No, I look great. I just there you go. So tune in now on the red button or on the website and listen on Radio 1 wherever you are, performing their new song, ladies and gentlemen, in the live lounge. This is The Wanted.
Stay gold forever.
Forever.
Beautiful.
That was lovely.
We have to apologise for the fact that, you know, sometimes when you have live sessions, you have what they call a metronome, which keeps time. Right, we've got a clock, which sounds like a metronome, but it's not. It's just going off every second, all the way through that performance.
Sort of the opposite, really.
Yeah.
And they did very well,
sorry about
the
that,
ones,
boys.
Despite the fact that... for some reason, I won't name names, but some of the Wanted got a bit giggly during that song.
Because
and
you
also,
were trying to put them off by dancing in front of them.
No, well, I wasn't trying to put them off
you
by
dancing.
You were
miming.
No, but they seem to have a mime for Butterflies, Butterflies, which seems to be some kind of demented chicken.
It's like a chicken dance. It's like, Butterflies,
yes!
Butterflies.
Oh my God, The Wanted, a fab, that says from Kira in Saltash in Cornwall.
Thanks, Kira. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Cornwall.
Oh, she hasn't heard enough music. Tell Nathan he is looking mighty fine today.
Mm. Don't know what you're watching.
This is Brill, I've just given £10 for that, says Bill in Preston.
Thank you very much, Bill.
I love this song and I love the beautiful words. Well done, boys. And that's from the manager of The Wanted. No, that's from Matt. Matt in Amesbury.
Thanks, I've got Matt. One here that says, Dave, you look lovely today.
Who?
Just someone texting saying, Dave, you look lovely today.
Oh, thank you
what,
very
my
much.
Chopped liver?
Well, this one's nice about both of you. Claire in Cardiff. Chris, this is the best day of my life. You and Dave being on the radio all day and all night. Good luck to you and the whole team for the next few days. I love you. I've been listening all morning.
Thank you, Claire in Cardiff. That's sweet. Lovely.
Isn't that lovely?
Do you know, and I hope throughout all of this, Fern, we're getting lots of money so that you can go on your date at lunchtime.
Well, yeah. I can hardly wait.
Who's the date with? But
me and Fern are going on a date for comic relief.
12:30.
Whoa,
we're saving
there.
The kids in Africa.
Chill out, Chris. It's not happened yet.
Right.
Now, look, you two are going to do your mystery cover with the Wanted.
We know what the cover is.
Yeah, they told us.
You know
us.
Now.
Yeah, they told us.
Would you want to have a little practice and I'll
practice
play the strokes?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Here we go.
This is the Live Lounge Hour.
BBC.
Radio 1.
That is the Strokes, Undercover of Darkness. So many lovely text messages coming in, really encouraging Chris and Dave. Hopefully you'll keep on texting because me and Chris might go on that date later. Also, as well as that date, Chris and Dave are going to be doing their, I'm going to call it a collaboration with The Wanted in a moment. Before that, if you are on the red button watching right now, would you like to see an action replay of Christopher miming and singing to The Wanted when they're performing? Well, you're going to get one. Here is the action replay. Look at that.
Shush. Look, I could be. I look like all the Wanted in one body.
You do.
You look like you're swimming. Are you swimming?
It's like if they melted down the Wanted and then rebuilt him.
A lot of air grabbing, the classic move. That was brilliant.
Do you know, believe it or not, Fern, I've lost a lot of weight and it doesn't
look
like
great.
It at all, does it?
No, it does in the face.
Does it? Thanks.
I didn't know what you were like body-wise before.
Oh, cheers, Cody Tots. I appreciate it.
A nice reversed compliment.
There you go. By the way, Leo Sayer rang. He wants his air back. Well done for the oldies. Well done for the mum and dads there, ladies and gentlemen. Right, so this is what we're going to do, Fern. We're back in the live lounge.
Are we going to build this as Chris and Dave featuring The Wanted?
Yes.
Maybe the other way round. But
I've got my... and Dave's got his...
Mini maraca.
And then mini maracas.
There's claps in this song as well. Butterfly, butterfly. And we're not going to come in until the chorus.
Okay.
Okay?
So you know the moment and you're not going to... Go too over
it'll
the top
be obvious when we come
you'll
in.
You'll know when we're in, but we're going to try and make it subtle. We're not going to try and ruin it just for a joke, because that'd be childish.
It's not what we're about.
Exactly. Yeah, but but no, are you all ready? Are you all ready in rehearsal? You know what you're doing?
Yep.
Are you sure?
No.
Oh, good, because you won't need any words then. All right, so what we'll do...
Panic stations!
So pretend like you haven't told us what the mystery cover will be.
That's right.
As we ask you, what are you going to do today?
We are going to do Neon Trees. We're going to do Animal by Neon Trees.
Oh, there you go.
Lovely.
Beautiful. All right, so in the live lounge, ladies and gentlemen, this is not the Def Leppard version.
No.
Neon Trees with Animal. Yeah!
Ian. Chris and Dave.
Amazing playing.
I think you really enhanced the performance.
Thanks very much.
You know what? Without us, that'd have been crap.
Yep.
And the clapping. True. The clapping was inspired.
Well, yeah, well, that was mainly the boys clapping because obviously we had our instruments in our hands.
Yeah, and
you can't
clap when you've got a handful of instruments.
Oh, no, you know, you need both hands with these instruments.
When you've got your maracas.
Well, not with Dave's little maraca, but certainly with my and my September in there.
That was really brilliant, though. I love that.
Good version, that.
Really good version.
Well done, boys.
Yeah,
a lot of people also texted in saying they're new fans of The Wanted after hearing that.
Yeah, they did that well.
Really, really nice.
And it's nice in the live lives. It really highlights which one of them can actually sing.
I tell you what, if you love listening to that, yes, that is a good reason to text in right now the word Chris to 70011. Yes. You'll be giving £1 to Comic Relief. So if that's you enjoyed right. that and you were sat there at your desk at work, you were at uni or you were doing a bit of housework in the car and you loved that, then that is a very good reason to text in.
How can you do
right
housework
now.
In the car?
No, if you're doing housework or if you're in the car.
Oh.
Options. Yeah. So have a look online if you want to see the terms and conditions, bbc.co.uk/radio1. The whole £1 will go to Comic Relief. You must be 16 or over and always ask for bill payer's permission.
Thank you, Fern.
It's okay.
Thank
we
you,
come
Fern.
Back in now.
Do you want to?
Well, by the looks of things, I think we could replace two of the Wanted.
Do you think? Which two would you go for?
I wouldn't want to say.
No.
Sure.
Who are you pointing at?
I'm not pointing at anybody, Fern. I'm not pointing at anybody.
I think Tom's on his way out.
Yeah.
Right,
bye, Tom.
Thank you very much for Wanted.
Cheers, Chris.
That was brilliant. You've
thank
made
you
Chris
wanted.
And Dave's
hi,
dream
Tom.
Come true.
Thank you.
And keep texting Chris to 70011.
See them on Comic Relief tonight on the telly.
Yep, on Friday.
Friday.
That's
only Wednesday.
I don't know what day it is.
It's only Wednesday.
You have
bye.
No night time. Bye.
Don't sing, Dave, you're ruining it. Jay Sean and Darren at Radio 1's longest ever show. I'm Chris Morris, this is Comedy Dave.
Hello.
It's the lovely Fern Cotton. We're live on the website, on the red button, and on Radio 1 till as long as it takes.
To me, don't sing, I'm just performing in the live lounge.
Right, keep texting if you want to help us out by helping our challenge for Comic Relief. Text the word Chris to 70011. Cost £1 plus your standard network message charge. The whole £1 goes to Comic Relief. Got to be 16 or over and always ask the bill pays permission. Full terms, conditions and to donate online. I always get to that last line and screw it up. bbc.co.uk/radio1. If we get to 12:30 and we're up to £75,000.
Oh, we're Cornish naked.
Me and Fern are going to go on a date and Cornish, who works with Fern every day, is going to, maybe not naked,
okay,
but certainly sew some flesh.
Okay, a bit of chest.
He's a good-looking man. Do you not think he looks like he could be Alad's son?
Oh, possibly.
Yeah.
Well, not
sorry, brother.
Brother.
Yeah,
twin.
Sorry. Well, you wish. So text the word Chris and give us £1 to Comic Relief. You'll be helping us, you'll be helping them. And why not do that? Text the word Chris to 70011. Find out what happens between now and the end of the show and what we've promised if we hit that target of £75,000.
Also, you know, at Christmas we like to do like the best live lounge of the year. People vote and say their favourite one.
Yeah,
I think because of you two, that might win it.
I think
the
you're
live
right.
Lounge league that could do it.
I think you're wrong.
Okay,
Chris and Dave featuring the Wanted could be up there.
Also, you get to be in the Big Five today.
Really?
Yep, with Natalie Jameson. All four of us doing the Big Five.
All right, all that coming up. So you've got me and Dirk Fern on a date, the top five, and naked Cornish. What more could you ask for? 8 minutes past 12.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Fern Cotton for Comic Relief. Hour 6.
That's White Lies, Dave.
I know.
Before it was Nicole's shirt slinger, Fern.
No, that was the song before.
That's what I said.
Okay.
We missed that one.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Because we had to go and get some air.
Of course.
It's 12:15. It's Radio 1 on a Wednesday afternoon. I'm Chris Moyles and this is Comedy Dave.
Hello.
And this is Fern Cotton.
Hello. And this is Natalie Jameson.
Hi.
Hello.
Yay.
Beautiful lady.
Thank you.
So we're going to do the Big Five and you're going to be part of it in whichever way you like.
All right.
All right.
Yes, see, normally I hear this when I'm in the car driving home, so it's nice to be here.
Yeah, you're not driving home now, though, are you?
Not for days.
We're not driving nowhere.
No.
So let's do the Big Five then.
All right, then.
Okay, well, just in case you were flagging at all, Chris and Dave, I thought you could do with some encouragement to begin
please.
With. So here you go.
Oh, hang on, which clip?
This is the first one.
Showbiz Wed Al 1.
Yeah.
That one. They're easily labelled.
All right.
It's because today's Wednesday.
I've never done the Big Five before. I'm nervous.
I know.
Hi, Chris. It's Alicia here. I just want to wish you the best of luck. I think what you're doing is incredible. I have 100% faith in you that you will not give up. If you can climb Mount Kilimanjaro, this is a walk in the park for you, my darling. You've got it in the bag. I wish you all the best. I can't wait to give you a big squeeze. Lots of love.
Oh, so you're going to give me a big squeeze.
Enter.
Enter. I like the way that she was sort of brainwashing you. You will do this.
Yeah.
I have the faith. She believes in you. It's nice.
Thank you, Alicia. She's lovely, Alicia.
Right, well, the reason I was chatting to Alicia Dixon earlier was because she's been in Glasgow this morning to announce that the MOBO Awards will be returning there this year.
Oh.
The ceremony will take place on Wednesday, the 5th of October at Glasgow's SECC. It's also been announced a bit randomly, if I'm honest, that the MOBOs will also take place in Glasgow in 2013 and 2015.
What about the other years?
Yeah, we don't know what's happening. Fine. They haven't announced who's going to host this year yet. Any chance Alicia could be presenting or performing?
Well, I've always been, an ambassador for MOBO Awards, definitely from the early days of Mystique to, you know, presenting last year with Reggie. I hosted the show back in 2002 with LL Cool J. As far as, you know, I'm concerned, you know, I'm a part of the family. And so if I'm asked back this year, I'd 100% be up for it.
If she can't do it, then obviously, you know, we could do it, couldn't
yes.
we?
Yes. Yeah.
We could offer our services.
Absolutely. You're down with the hippity-hoppity beats, aren't you?
I can't.
Why?
I'm doing another award ceremony, which
5th of October. You're busy.
No, I am. Yeah. I'm actually booked to do an award ceremony. It's like to recognise pop stars and recording artists who have been really good for the environment.
Uh-huh. From Leeds.
Very green. It's the MOGOs. So I'm going to those.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah. The MOGO Awards.
Ba-boom. Love that. Right, number four.
Right.
Okay, Arctic Monkeys frontman Alex Turner has been chatting about his move into the film world because he's just written the soundtrack to a new British movie called Submarine. Oh. That had its premiere last night. It's out this weekend. And it's been directed by Richard Ayoade, best known Brilliant. As Moss yeah. from the IT Crowd.
I always wondered how you pronounce his surname. I didn't know it was Ayoade.
Yeah, well,
you've learned something there, you don't.
Yeah. I'm guessing, if I'm honest. But yeah, I think that is how you say it. I like the IT Crowd. Alex Turner said that the soundtrack was just going to be covers to begin with, but then he found he quite enjoyed writing it, so it's ended up all original material. Alex would be up for writing more film music, so what about doing the soundtrack to the next James Bond film?
Well, I don't know, maybe that's a different story. Bond. Yeah, I'd love to do a Bond tune, yeah.
Sounds enthusiastic.
It's a maybe, different. Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It is, yeah.
He can't
yeah.
wait to do that.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah. Alex yeah. is...
I mean, if I'm not too busy, yeah, I'll have a crack at it, you know.
But, Bond.
Yeah. The Bond score.
Yeah. I'll put
sure
strings on it and all that.
Right now, yeah. Yeah. Alex is also working on a new Arctic Monkeys album. That's Ooh. Due out in June. And if he gets time, there may be another album from The Last Shadow Puppets, Alex's other band with his mate Miles Kane.
I'm not too sure. I mean, Miles and I'd love to ride again, but he's doing his solo album right now, which is really good, and I'm going to do the Monkees new album, so that'll kind of keep us busy for a bit. But yeah, I think, you know, we'll get together again one day.
Do you know the best thing about that clip is it gives an insight into how Chris and I will sound yes. either tomorrow or maybe even on Friday morning when we've been deprived of sleep for yeah. that long and we don't really fully know
like
where we are.
I like to think that I've inspired you yeah. for what's to come.
Were you Brilliant. Trying to break a record for the longest interview there and that's why he's sounding relatively bored? Is that what was going
yeah,
on?
I think he was, that's how he always sounds. Okay. Yeah.
He sounds very, very, very excited about all this new material coming
yeah,
out.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, number three.
Three.
Okay, because I know you love it. More Bieber craziness.
Oh.
Yeah, Justin Bieber popped into Madame Tussauds in London yesterday to unveil his waxwork. God. Justin answered a few questions in front of a small gathering of fans. Sounds like he kind of shouted his answers, though, from a distance, such as how realistic did he find the wax version of himself?
Not at all. It's pretty incredible to see. And as you can see, I'm at least 6 feet taller than him. No, I'm just kidding, but I was in here before.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
You weren't there, were you?
No, I wasn't.
Did you go to the building next door and put a glass against the wall and record that?
Not at all. It's pretty incredible to see.
It's like when you can hear your next door neighbours having a Barney and you yeah. go and have a little listen.
Do you do
like,
that?
You can hear him.
And listen. As you can see,
You know, do you live next door to him then, Justin Bieber?
What?
You live next door to Justin Bieber?
No, he's always around my next door neighbour's house. Okay. He loves it, he does. I don't know what's wrong with him.
But that's Bieber fever. There's so many people around him at all times. You can't get near Justin Bieber. That is
By the sound of it, you couldn't get anywhere near him, is he?
It's pretty incredible.
Couldn't even get a microphone near his gob.
But you can. You can actually watch a video of the moment that Justin met his waxwork on the Newsbeat website. You're going to love it. I've tweeted a link at Radio 1 Natalie on Twitter, and you can see Justin messes with the fringe on his waxwork. He also lovingly caresses the face of the model and then tries to punch it.
This is news? Really? He tries to punch it? So yes. Justin feels the same way about his waxwork as we do about him? I'm joking, of course. It's a joke.
We'll do the 2-1 after this.
Me and Dave made that a hit. That's Birdie and Skinny Love. Sorry.
You played that a lot, right?
Did you play it as well? And Reese, executive producer Reese, just went, I like this now, which is a massive compliment.
You weren't sure at first, were you, Reese? But you like that now. It's grown on you. Yeah. Number 25 in the charts as well.
Who is Birdie? I don't know much
she's
about
14
her.
14 years old. And she plays the piano and sings like that.
Yeah, really?
14.
That's incredible.
She's brilliant. Absolutely good. She's going to be massive, definitely. Really love that girl.
14?
14. She's doing GCSEs at the moment.
She's 10 years younger than us.
Right. That is, a fact. Absolutely.
Wow.
She's good, isn't she?
I'm honoured to be her older brother.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Let's do the rest of the big... Number two.
Right. It was the Royal Television Society Awards last night, a posh do in central London, which celebrates the best TV shows. They are voted for by other people who work in telly, and they're kind of quite highly regarded in the industry. Miranda Hart, your mate.
I love Miranda.
She was one of the big winners. Her sitcom beat The Inbetweeners to win Best Comedy, and Miranda also won Best Comedy Performance. With all this success, then, we asked Miranda whether she's now rivaling Cheryl Cole to the title of the nation's TV sweetheart.
No, Cheryl's always number one. Come on. Me and Cheryl are compared regularly, so thank you for reminding the listeners of this fact. People call me Cheryl all the time in the street. They get confused. So yeah, well, I'll have to speak to her and we'll vie for a princess position.
I like that she called her Cheryl. I love Miranda.
It's old Cheryl.
Best features and lifestyle series went to Pineapple Dance Studios.
Yes.
Love that show.
Richly deserved.
Yes.
Best presenter, it was between Reggie Yates, Piers Morgan and Professor Brian Cox.
You've got to be kidding me. Are you serious?
Who won?
How many people entered? Those three? Best presenter was between Reggie, Piers Morgan and Professor Brian Cox?
They're all specific shows that have been put through, you know, the ranks of people at the RTS.
What was Reggie's show?
He did a brilliant show with the
BBC Three, the
rememberable one.
No, what
was it?
It's really good.
I think it was about autism.
Autism and kids taking part in a
Piers Morgan
talent show.
Yeah.
What does he present?
Well, the in winner, America.
It's all right. It doesn't matter because the winner was Brian Cox.
Brian Cox.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Do you two girls fancy Brian Cox a little bit?
You know what? I don't.
He's not my type.
Most girls do a bit, I think.
Yeah.
The girls just get giddy when Brian Cox starts talking about the stars and whatnot.
For me, it's the D-Ream thing.
I never knew he was into D-Ream until last night.
Play keyboards, I think. Yeah.
That will put you off.
You know what it does? It shouldn't really, because obviously he's very clever and lots of people think he's very fit, but yeah.
Okay. No. So we're saying no there. But we like him. He's a great guy. I saw him on Something for the Weekend.
If you had to, Snog, marry, avoid, Reggie Yates, Piers Morgan, Professor Brian Cox.
That's really awful.
Reggie's like a brother to
Reggie's like, that's incest, quite frankly.
Right.
I don't want to play that game.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
Natalie?
I have to do it. Snog, marry, avoid.
You don't have to play the game if you want. You can move on.
Avoid Piers Morgan, right?
Yeah, avoid Piers. Yeah, snog Brian and marry Reggie.
Yeah, Reggie would be a lovely husband. Yeah. I would go along with that, actually.
Fine. Right, back to last night then. There was a bit of a tumbleweed moment when the winner of the soap and continuing drama category was announced because everybody thought Coronation Street was going to win, especially as the cast had travelled down from Manchester for this, but it went to EastEnders and there was kind of almost silence in the room. Yeah, that wasn't good.
Really? Was it?
I know, tumbleweed.
Lovely.
Not good.
Very eggy.
Ant and Dec, though, they were very popular winners. They got the Entertainment Performance Award for I'm a Celebrity and Britain's Got Talent.
Good.
Anton Deck told us how the next series of Britain's Got Talent is shaping up with new judges Michael McIntyre and David Hasselhoff replacing Simon Cowell and Piers Morgan.
The series has a bit of a different feel to it. For the first time in a long time, comedians have a look in because the two judges that departed, you know, it's no secret that there wasn't much of a sense of humour between them. So now, finally, comedians have got a chance with our judges.
And magicians.
And magicians do.
Because they hated them as well. We've had some very good talent audits. I've been pleased with what we've seen so far. I think it's going to make for a
four interesting semi-finals and a very good final.
Starts quite soon, doesn't it?
Yeah, very
must
soon.
Must be back again.
Yeah, yeah, because the live stuff, they do the pre-recorded auditions sort of all at the beginning of the year, so we're going to get that soon.
Yep.
And it's X Factor auditions as well soon.
Oh, don't.
No, seriously.
Again. Non-stop.
Yeah. Yeah. Ant also says there haven't been as many talented animal acts this year.
Oh, really? Okay, what a shame.
The talented dogs has kind of dropped off. I think when they found out Simon wouldn't be there, they thought they would have a lot harder ride. And they have had. Michael's not one for a talented dog, is he? I mean, no. He'll give them all a fair chance. But they can't quickly get through that. They used to just go like that, look at Simon, he'd put them through because he loves his dogs. But no, it's been tougher this year. We've had quite a variety. There's some exciting stuff.
He's a cheeky what little scamp, is that in Parkland, isn't
what
he?
Was that dog called that Simon was obsessed with, who danced
don't,
like
don't please don't say anything, no, I'll be in a legal no, battle.
Was it called Susan or something?
Who knows, let's just do the number one.
All right.
Right, if you hadn't heard, Charlie Sheen is going on tour in the States. The Sack 2.5 Men star announced 2 live shows last week and they sold out as you'd expect.
Hey there, this is Charlie, the Warlock Sheen.
Your mates on
yeah,
you
we know him.
Yeah.
Yeah. They sold out anyway in 18 minutes. So Charlie is donating $1 from every ticket he sells to the Red Cross Japanese Earthquake Relief Fund.
Good for him.
But he's now announced details of 5 more dates, including one at the world famous Radio City Music Hall in New York. Charlie has called this the violent torpedo of truth / defeat is not an option tour.
Hello.
No details on what it's going to involve yet, if it's comedy or serious, but Charlie's official website has this message from him about it.
Dog speed, my good soldiers. I gave you my word. This warlock bats 1,000%. You know by now my promises are golden. # fastball. I am bringing my violent torpedo of truth, defeat is not an option show, out to you in the battlefield.
Sure.
If you're winning, I'll see you there. Trolls need not apply.
No.
You all suffer from Sheenus envy. Buy your ticket, take the ride, and the ride will take you. Surge forward, Sheen's cadres. Ignition, liftoff. Bye.
I would say # what?
Yeah. Was it fast? Eight? Was it fastball?
Yeah, that's fastball. His latest one. # fastball.
Yeah, just # fastball.
Just on words. # anything works these days. Yeah.
Charlie Sheen, tiger blood. Natalie in her clothes with her microphone, flying like a bird.
That's
not flying.
Can you
it's
stop?
Walking.
That's
it's
a bit walking disturbing.
Bird.
I don't like
He's
it.
There. Do you know what I'm talking about? Neither do I. Help, mummy.
Thank mummy.
I love it. This is just day one. Brilliant. There are no UK dates yet set for this violent torpedo of truth tour, but apparently Charlie Sheen does want to come to Europe for some live shows, which would be brilliant. All Charlie will reveal is this is where you're going to hear the real story from the Warlocks.
Hey there, this is Charlie, the Warlock Sheen. Giving a big shout out to Chris Moyles.
Hi.
And Zero Comedy Dave.
Hello.
Of BBC Radio 1.
Thank you very
That's
much.
That's nice. He obviously listens.
Yeah.
Well, you say that, but then he does go on to say...
What the hell does BBC stand for anyway? Was it like something like a bouncy Bolivian caribous or...
Really?
What does it stand for? I mean, like barnacles, blood, condors.
It goes on.
Breasts, bruises, clam bake. No, they can't... Oh, wait. I figured it out. I got it.
What
stands for?
Yep.
Big bags of cash for Charlie.
There you are.
It is now the BBCC.
Mm.
Deal with it.
You see, you're laughing now, but I reckon if we ask you what the BBC stands for in about... I don't know, a day, you might give a similar answer.
It's blooming
Bradford
beautiful corners.
Bread Company.
Yeah. # clambake.
That's right. # mummy.
Natalie, thank you. We'll
Thanks.
Have another one of these tomorrow,
Can't
if
wait
that's
for
okay
tomorrow.
With you.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you, Natalie.
Bye. Thank you very much.
It is 12:30 on a Wednesday afternoon on BBC Radio 1.
# date time soon.
And # naked Cornish.
Yes.
We'll get a total of our comic relief marathon so far after Dead Mouse. Love that track.
Dead Mouse.
I love it.
It's good, isn't
absolutely
it?
Love it, yeah.
Well, treat yourself. If you're feeling tired later on, just have that ready to go and it might just sort of spur you on slightly. You
okay.
Know? Not right now.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Sorry.
So, you know, okay.
Can talk.
We set a bit of a challenge to see if we could get oodles of cash.
You set a total, didn't you? A projected total.
You said sort of 70 grandish you would like.
I said if we hit 75, then all good. Then you and me go on a date live on the telly and the radio and Cornish shows a bit of chest hair. Any more than that is down to him, but people get to see him. He's a good looking boy as well.
He's a gorgeous little thing.
He's like a not so good looking version of me and Dave.
Exactly. So I will give the total now and we will reveal if I'll be going on a date with you and if Cornish will be getting his pasties out. So as of 12:26 today, the total fundraising amount for Radio 1 is £76,000.
Amazing. So hang on, you wanted 75,000 in order for the date to happen, and it's only gone and clocked 76,000.
That just cost
pounds.
Me 10 grand.
Well, it was worth it because it's the only time you're ever going to go out with Fern.
And the lucky thing is, because we overran on the big five so much, it'll be a very quick date.
Oh, no, don't say that.
So we're going to go now to the cafe down the road.
Right.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest
show. Check the time.
Ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Fern Cotton for comic relief.
What hour now, Paul?
Hour 7.
Oh, sorry. I thought I was playing the out. I'll put some echo on it. You ready?
When's Cornish going to take his shirt off?
Yeah, when's that going to happen?
In the cafe with you lot.
He's coming to the cafe.
What? Yes, sir. Cafe.
What?
Nice one, Cornish.
Is he our waiter? Our naked waiter? Brilliant. Okay.
All right, good. Thank you. You ready?
Perfect, yeah.
There you go.
It's Dr. Dre on BBC Radio 1's longest show ever with Chris Moyles and myself, Comedy Dave, and Fern Cotton this morning. It's all for Comic Relief. If you want to see all the videos and all of the pictures so far, go online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. And just before, Fern set the target of 75,000. And if we got that, she said that she was going to go on a date to the cafe next door with Chris. We've just had the latest total in, and it was an amazing 76,317, which means that they are now in the cafe having their date at the table I booked earlier. Hello, Chris and Fern.
We could either share the banana or I can feed it to you.
Oh, you can have all of the banana just for you, thanks.
Hi, Dave. Hi,
I feel like I'm playing Gooseberry here a little bit.
Me and Fern, rather. Sorry.
Dave, that's a terrible start to our date.
We're here having our date, and I'm going to feed Fern some banana, and it's all for the kiddies in Africa.
You can see all of this, by the way. You can watch the live date on the red button currently and online.
You don't like banana?
Can I feed you the banana?
Okay.
Okay. So, do you come here often?
Yes, most days. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Brothers or sisters? I've got a brother called Jamie. What's your favourite type of biscuit?
I like a chocolate hobnob.
Can I interrupt for a second?
Yes, what?
And also part of this challenge was the fact that if we achieved this money, Cornish going to reveal some flesh, I believe.
He's gonna come and take our order any second now. Watch this, you ready?
Yeah.
Hello there.
Hello, Cornish. Are you here to take our order?
I am indeed. What would you like?
I'd like a hot stud for comic relief, please.
Ooh. Suit you, sir. Do you want a slow reveal or off in one?
Slow reveal.
Slow reveal, okay.
All right, just for the kids, ladies and gentlemen, to raise money.
This is a bit weird.
You've got hair on your chest. I've never seen this hair. This
it's up to you.
Go on, it's for charity.
Oh!
Oh, blimey. Oh. Look at that.
My shirt's touching me. No. A date aborted.
Now, Chris.
Abandoned date.
Do you not think that Cornish is one of those people that says, please don't make me take my top off, and then suddenly is well into it?
There is an element of that, isn't there? There is an element of, no, I'm not going to show you any skin. Do you want the whole shirt
It's
off?
A bit like when Alan says, no, please don't make me dance, and then moonwalks across stage.
I think I might get arrested now. It's best if I leave.
I think you've ruined my date. Yeah, take the banana and do one.